So knowing LTFS as well as you do, what do you see as the future of the technology, future enhancements or other elements of the spec that we might see in the future that might make a difference for end users when they're thinking today about whether to invest in an LTFS-based solution or not?
That's a big question. So let me touch on a few ideas there. I'm hoping that the LTFS specification can get into a formal standardization effort. And I believe that the LTO consortium has been moving in that direction. But ultimately, getting it standardized and ratified by an owning body that can help nurture the specification will help adoption. As we spoke about earlier today, the format itself, I don't see significant changes that are on the horizon. But there are some changes that may be coming from the LTO specification that will influence how people can work with LTFS in interesting ways. For example, in LTO 5 and the LTO 6 specification, the LTO tape format supports two partitions on each data cartridge. An LTFS volume utilizes those two partitions as we've discussed during the technical podcast. In future, the LTO consortium may choose to support more than two partitions on a single data tape. So they might support maybe eight partitions in a data tape. And with increasing cartridge capacity with each revision of LTO, there becomes the natural question of, so what happens to my LTO 5 based LTFS volumes when I need to migrate those volumes to a future version of the LTO specification? And with traditional data tapes, people have often treated this as a volume merging operation where they will read all of the data off of the old cartridge and write it down onto a new cartridge. But then there's all of this wasted space on the new cartridge, so they will take multiple old cartridges and write them to the new cartridge sequentially so that they can consolidate their volumes. With LTFS, we designed the spec to support a similar operation without changing the structure or the content of an individual LTFS volume. So if I have four cartridges as separate LTFS volumes today on LTO 5, and if a future version of the LTO specification supports multiple partitions, there is the possibility that's supported in the existing LTO spec of taking a copy of the first LTFS volume that you have on LTO 5 and copying those two partitions to the first and second partition on the future LTO tape, and then taking a second cartridge and copying those two LTFS partitions to the third and fourth partition on this future LTO cartridge. And in this way, you can theoretically stack multiple LTFS volumes that you might have today onto a single cartridge in future so that you can consolidate your cartridges, thereby reducing the number of cartridges you need to maintain these older volumes. But a key part of this story is that this is just a bit-for-bit replica of the existing LTFS volumes. This isn't copying the files off and copying them to a new volume. This is actually picking up the underlying LTFS data structures and moving them without modification to the new volume. So there's less risk of inadvertent data modification during this volume stacking operation.
Interesting. So it's really an element of allowing you to migrate more efficiently through generations of LTO, which is nice because it's always been a hallmark of LTO drives that they could have backwards compatibility and read and write one generation back and read two generations back. And so it's interesting to hear that the LTFS group is also thinking about how do we make the migration between different versions of LTO and the underlying LTFS data stored on them more efficient. I really like that.
That's exactly right. We were explicitly thinking about that migration. But then as we worked through some of those migration scenarios, we realized that this might also be migration to a storage medium that is not based on tape. It might be a flash medium, since there are types of flash being developed that are more efficiently used if they are written to in a sequential nature, much like data tape. And so with this realization, we explicitly wrote the LTFS format specification to avoid using the word data tape anywhere in the specification other than in the name of the specification, because all that we really needed was a data storage medium that has sequential characteristics that data tape coincidentally has and has multiple partitions. But beyond those fairly basic storage characteristics, the format is just about the organization. And so the format could be potentially applied to these future storage mediums that just happen to behave the way that tape behaves today.
Great. So I really appreciate your sharing your insights today and also the insights you've shared in our past podcasts as well. I think you've shared a lot of unique views and provided a level of depth for our listeners that I don't think everyone understood. Certainly I learned a lot. And so I want to thank you for all the time that you've spent sharing your views and insights here about LTFS, past, present, and future.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure to talk with you about so much work that I've invested so much of my energy in over the years, and to expand on some of the topics that I've been blogging about myself to try and capture the thoughts and reasoning behind the design of LTFS. So this has been great.
Thanks. You know, I don't think we mentioned your blog URL or Twitter handle in the past, so why don't you share that with the listening audience so they can read your posts on your blog or follow you on Twitter?
Certainly. My blog can be found at www.mrichmond.com. That's my first initial, my surname.com. And my Twitter handle is mrichmond without the D. So that's mrichmon. And it's on Twitter. I'm easy to find in other media via either of these channels.
Great. Well, thanks again. Thanks for the time and for that. And we'll subscribe and watch your Twitter stream. And I'm sure you and I will keep touch. And perhaps we could do future podcasts when things change or if there's new trends that might be worth catching up on. We can do that and post it back here on the site.
Sounds great. I look forward to it.